On our stage right now, we have Melanie Kentaya and Jonah Platt. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Jonah, I have to ask you, I believe I recognize you from your bar mitzvah video, is that right?
Maybe, if you saw me on the show The Great Pretenders, I lip-synced a Backstreet Boys song and was given the illustrious prize of a $20 guest gift card.
Wow!
I'm actually surprised you lived to tell that tale. Seriously, that is a...
It was tough.
That sounds intense. Well, our next game is called... YMCA. So exciting. Jonathan, tell me this is about the village people, like the Leather Man.
It's not specifically about the Leather Man. I know he's your favorite
village person.
We've rewritten the lyrics to the village people's hit dance song YMCA to be about other four-letter abbreviations. So let me give you an example.
Old man, you can be so thrifty. I said, old man, at the age of 50, you can join us via our magazine and get discounts on prescriptions. It's fun to be in the...
And then you would say... Oh, no. Oh, man, village people interrupt us. The audience was about to sing it. AARP is the answer we're looking for. And to be clear, you will get the points if you do not sing it. You don't have to sing it.
Okay.
It would sure be awesome if you did. At the end of each song, just ring in and give us the appropriate four-letter abbreviation.
Okay.
You ready?
Rock and roll.
Technically, it's disco, but I know what you mean.
Rich men, put your cash in the bank. I said, rich men, you won't lose all your swank. If your bank fails, we'll return your money up to $250,000. It's safe to bank thanks to the...
Melanie.
FDIC.
You got it.
Drunk men, be prepared for chagrins. I said, drunk men, we have no liquor license. If you want some, you can haul it yourself. Get your Heineken and Bud Light. This restaurant is a...
Jonah.
B-Y-O-B.
Yes.
Is that question in your wheelhouse, Jonah?
It was.
That's your kind of thing?
I've been to a couple of them.
Comrades in Georgia and Ukraine, I said, comrades, you will fight back in vain because you're stuck in our shaky union until Gorbachev lets you go. It's fun to live in the...
Jonah.
USSR.
Yes.
It was not fun at all.
No.
No. They canceled it.
Not a good time.
They canceled it.
They canceled it.
Yeah, after only a few seasons. It was
weird. I know,
weird.
So weird.
Young men, you watch us every day. I said, young men, to follow the NBA. We've got football, baseball, and poker, too. We're the world. Leader in sports. It's fun to veg out too.
Melanie.
ESPN.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a nice voice, Melanie. You have a very nice voice.
Students, if the army's your goal, I say students, then you ought to enroll in this program. Hone your leadership skills on your campus quad. They're marching. Why not enlist in the...
Jonah.
ROTC.
Yeah.
This is tight. This is a tight game.
It is a tight race. Here we go.
Sous chefs, throw that meat on the rack. I said sous chefs, you know we've got your back. We've inspected all the meat you will cook. If it's grade A, you know it's good. Your beef's been checked by the...
Melanie.
USDA.
You got it.
Sous chef should be a village person.
Sous chef. They should have a sous chef. Why don't they?
Looks like we have another tie.
We do have another tie.
We have another tie. This is an amazing game. All right, so this is just a trivia question, so you guys are going to... It's not just a trivia question, trust me. But you are going to ring in for this one. It's about YMCA. Which was the Village People's biggest hit? What was their second biggest single that had a nautical theme? Jonah.
In the Navy.
You're right. Congratulations, Jonah.
Very nice.
Well done. Melanie, thank you. Jonah will be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Congratulations, and one more thanks to Melanie.